Welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron, and you're with 2MCE, Community Radio in the central west of New South Wales. Good to have your company today for another program of folk music.
I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, but the big fool said to push on. Sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little sloggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, and the big fool said to push on. Sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need's a little determination, men, follow me, I lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, and the big fool said to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we had just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived, found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said, push on! Well, I'm not gonna point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the papers, that old feeling comes on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, and the big fool said to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, and the big fool said to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, and the big fool says to push on. We're waist deep, neck deep, soon even the tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, and the big fool said to push on.
The song you probably recognise if you're a regular listener to Come All Ye. It's called Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. It was composed by Pete Seeger as a result of being completely and utterly disgusted at what was going on in the Vietnam conflict in 1968, when President Johnson was escalating the war and so many people in the United States and elsewhere thought this was a very bad idea. So Seeger wrote Waist Deep in the Big Muddy as a sort of satire, but sort of not. Anyway, the escalation didn't work all that well, and LBJ wasn't re-elected. Well, he decided not to stand for re-election. And who are we listening to, I hear you ask? Well, the singer, Brian Carpenter. And the musicians in the background there? Well, they weren't in the background, they were right at the front. That's the Kronos Quartet. Don't play the Kronos Quartet nearly often enough on this program. They're a very clever group. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. We'll hear two tracks now from a group that formed busking on the streets of St. Petersburg. They're called Ottawa Yow, and they're going to play the traditional Russian guzli, which is the plucked zither. They're big things. You wouldn't want to be busking with these things too often. They're like a meter across. But they did, and sounds fine. With other instruments, of course, in here. We'll hear Tim O'Neill and Farewell, two tracks from an album called Loud and Clear from Ottawa Yo.
Заиграйте громче гармонии, я спою о русском Тимоне. Из души веселье льется, песенка Тимонею зовется. Есть на деревне Тихоня недотрога парень Тимоня. Он не пьет ни грамма хмельного, нет у нас старого такого. Тимонюшка, кучерявая головушка. Парнишка молоденькая и зипунишка коротенькая. Тимоня мужик молодой, зарос ушей бородой. 3 года сидел на печи, нагрел до бела кирпичи. Тимоня у таленькой, капканчик-то аленькой, возле девок убивается, в шемяке набивается. Задумал Тимоня жениться, Тимоня невесту боится. Ой, девушка золотца, полюби же меня, молодца. Если беда вдруг случится, он никого не боится. We'll be right back.
Some of the YouTube clips of that band are quite weird. Ottawa Yo is the band, Loud and Clear is the album. And we heard a song called Timonia, and they were in full flight for that one. And then something a little more sedate, featuring the instrument I told you about earlier, the guzli, the plucked zither, track called Farewell. Now, the Bully Wee Band, active from the early 70s through to the mid 80s, then they had a little rest and reformed in 2004, and I think they're still going. So we'll hear two tracks from them, both from an album called Like the Snow. We'll hear Patsy Fagan, and then a song called Dixieland, which was written by Steve Earle, who's certainly not from the part of the world that the Bully Wee Band came from. They were from Glasgow, I think, because Bully Wee, the good little, were the I think it's a like a, an affectionate nickname for Clyde Football Club, the Bully Wee. Bully Wee Band, Patsy Fagan and Dixieland.
I'm working here in Glasgow, I have a decent job, carrying bricks and mortar, and the pay is 15 bob. I rise up in the morning and catch up with the lark. When I'm walking down the street, you can hear the girls remark, "Hello, Patsy Fagan," you can hear the girls all cry. "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a harum scarum devil may care and decent Irish bride." Get to me little home across the Irish Sea. Dress you up in satin and please you all I can. Let your people see that I'm a decent Irish man. "Hello, Patsy Fagan," you can hear the girls all cry. "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a harum scarum devil may care and decent Irish boy." Some years ago, I left me home in Antrim, where the pigs and praises grow. But since I left old Ireland, it's always been me plan to let your people see that I'm a decent Irish man. "Hello, Patsy Fagan," you can hear the girls all cry. "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a harum scarum devil may care and decent Irish boy." "Hello, Patsy Fagan," you can hear the girls all cry. "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a harum scarum devil may care and decent Irish boy."
Thank you.
a fighting man. I come from County Clare, and the Brits would hang me for a Fenian. I took my leave of there, across the ocean on the Arian, the vilest tub afloat. And the captain's brother was a railroad man, he met us at the boat. So I joined up to the 20th Maine, like I said, my friend, I'm a fighting man. We're marching south in the pouring rain, we're all going down to Dixieland. When the Johnnies came like a banshee on the wind, when the smoke cleared out of Gettysburg, many a mother wept, for many a good boy died there sure, and the air smelled just like there. Well, I am Kilrain of the 20th Maine, we marched to hell and back again, for Colonel Joshua Chamberlain, we're all going down to Dixieland. City streets, 100 foreign lands. We spilled our blood in the battle's heat. Now we're all Americans. I am Kilrain of the 20th Maine. Here to tell your friend I'm a fighting man. We'll not be back this way again. We're all going down to Dixieland.
Song, one of so many fine songs composed by Steve Earle, called Dixieland. And before that, traditional song, Patsy Fagan, from the Bully Wee Band. The next track comes from a singer, composer, and I think musician as well, from southwestern Western Australia. Her name is Simone Keane. The album is called Graced by Leaves, and the tracks on the album all have some connection with nature, trees in particular, and where she comes from, there's a lot of pretty good trees, southwest WA. However, the last track on the album paints a slightly different picture of what she's all about. The song is called My Wicker Burial, and it's W-I-C-K-E-R, not witch type wicker. And it's rather interesting. So have a listen to Simone Keane, Graced by Leaves, from an album, from that album, which came out at the end of 2023.
Lay my body softly down in a casket made of wicker. wicker casket of flax and reeds woven by the weaver. There's no need for a service in a church, just a few words where you can hear the bird. Please bury me beneath the canopy, cover me with autumn leaves, where the words can turn my body into food for a big old tree. If I get to be a little old lady, stooped over, creaking at the knees, some may say, wishes as these. That's why I'm singing to you now, or to whoever's still around. Please place my body softly down in wicker. Lay my body softly down in the light of the way.
Simone Keen, Planning Ahead. My Wicker Burial, that song's called, from the album Graced by Leaves. Now let's have a look at a featured album. It comes from a seven-piece female harmony group based in Cornwall. They're called Kana, K-A-N-A. And that word, with a K or maybe sometimes with a C, is the Cornish word for sing, and that's what they do, seven-piece harmony singing. It's only an EP, this one, so you'll hear almost the whole lot. before we part company today. The first song, you'll recognise some of the narrative, I suspect. The song's called Never a Fella. Here's Canna.
Haul away, Anne. Haul away,
Anne. Haul away, haul away, haul away, Anne. And she was never a man.
She sailed across the salty brine to search the storm, to try and find Captain Buck who'd stole her heart.
What a fine fellow was he.
And when she got there he was dead, her heart was broken too. For Captain Buck, well, he had said, I'll come back for you.
What was she to do?
She had no money, had no man, but she hatched a cunning plan. Became a cook aboard a ship.
Never a fella was Anne.
Never a fella, oh, never a fella, oh, never a fella was she. Never a fella, oh, never a fella, oh, never a fella at sea.
Heaving and hauling and hoisting and calling and working our hands to the bone. Wincing and working and sailing and hurting and made a mustard on her own.
She was never a man, and she was never a man. She strapped them in and strapped them up and changed her clothes, her hair she cut. Worked as hard as all on board and changed her name to Jim. She sailed aboard the Adelaide, the Belfast and the Rover. NASA cook came with hope that no one would expose her.
But never a fella was she.
And one of the men said, he's a she, and threatened to tell the captain unless I were to lay with he. But she wouldn't let that happen,
cause never a fella was she. Never a fella, oh, never a fella, oh, never a fella was she. Never a fella, oh, never a fella, oh, never a fella at sea. Heaving and hauling and hoisting and calling and working our hands to the bone. Wincing and working and sailing and hurting and made amongst men on her own. Haul away, Anne. Haul away, Anne. Haul away, haul away, haul away, Anne. And she was never a man.
And some of the crew, well, they had beat her when she fell behind. But the captain, he was grateful, honourable and kind.
Honourable and kind.
The Sarah Doctan in London, where she was relieved. The crew could scarce believe it, how they had been deceived.
Cos never a fella was she.
And Anne was paid where she was due and sent up on her way. Back to Ireland when she came and lived out all her days.
And what a sailor was she. Never a fella, oh, never a fella, oh, never a fella was she. Never a fella, oh, never a fella, oh, never a fella at sea. Heaving and hauling and hoisting and calling and working our hands to the bone. Wincing and working and sailing and hurting and made a must men on her own. Haul away, Anne. Haul away, Anne. Haul away, haul away, haul away, Anne. And she was never a man, and she was never a man.
Never would she set foot upon a sailing vessel again. It is no life for a lady amongst that manner of men. But what a sailor was she.
What a fine sailor was she.
Song called Never a Fella, from our featured album today by the group Canna, K-A-N-A. More from them in just a little while. Here's another Australian track. This is a set of two tunes, Off to California and Bob in the Washhouse, by great group. I don't think they still exist, but if they do, more power to them, called Growling Dogs, led by fiddle master Greg O'Leary.
Thank you. svilja. Trollkonan drog på sig en silkekjol vid det vanden väven tillsammans. Men tolvar när lin hon efter sig drog, allt går efter gudarnas vilja. Gudarnas vilja. I själva ro konung i sotessen stå, vi vävon den väven tillsammans. Din drottning hon tager dig riket ifrån, allt går efter gudarnas vilja. Jag önskar att ni vore allra kärsta min, allt går efter gudarnas vilja. Men konungen smekar i väl för sann, vi vävon den väven tillsammans. Ej heller vill jag taga konung till man, allt går efter gudarnas vilja.
Song in Swedish, sung by an Ostrobothnian Finn by the name of Jenny Wilhelms, and the group Yallahorn gave us Konungen och Trollkvinnan, the King and the Enchantress. And yes, it was a didgeridoo. I saw that group in Adelaide at WOM Adelaide many, many years ago. I wonder if they still exist. Their album at that time is called Ranarop, Call of the Sea Witch. Very good. And before that, from Growling Dogs from Melbourne, Off to California and Bob in the Wash House. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales, and anywhere you like, really, on the World Wide Web, because we stream via 2mce.org. You can find playlists for the programs at comeallye.com. That's the website of this program, obviously. And you can listen on demand to previous programs by going to either of those two websites, 2mce.org or comeallye.com. A couple of clicks and there you go. You can listen back to podcasts or listen on demand, whatever you want to call it, going back to 2019. Or look at the website of the program and see playlists going back into the last century. Another track from Europe now. This one is called Le Tres Sorelles, the Three Sisters, by the group Din Delon. The founder of the band was Andrea Capizzoli, and he came from Milan, so maybe the whole band came from there. I don't know. La Rosa e la Ramelia is the name of the album. So the Three Sisters, and then something a little bit different from a group of musicians from Bristol in the UK. They play gypsy swing music. We'll hear Cortisol Swing from the Schmusenbergs.
Cento sterline d'oro e borsa ricamata. libertà la ci stringe.
tune called Cortisol Swing by the Schmusenbergs, gypsy swing music from Bristol in Western England. Before that, Le Tre Sorelle, the Three Sisters from the Italian band Dindelon. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we're venturing into uncharted territory with some of the tracks today. I hope you're coping all right with it. We'll have another one now from the featured album. This is the title track, in fact. It's called Up. Here's Canna.
Again, once more, the sound of trouble knocking on a door. It's been a night, and the writing's on the wall in clear plain sight. Put him in a long boat till he was sober. Once he could stand, he did it over and over. She died. A little more insight. What should we do with a drunken sailor? He can barely stand. Tired and scared and unprepared for the cold back of his hand. What shall we do with a drunken sailor? Get gone by the dawn. Leave his filthy wrath and whiskey breath early in the morning. Hooray and up she'll rise. Hooray and up she'll rise. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Hooray and up she'll rise. Hooray and up she'll rise. Hooray. More sailors than the sea. Take the drink, and the drink takes you. From the liquored sailor, you will learn the truth. They put him in bed with the captain's daughter. Son ran away with a taste of salty water. She died a little more each time. What should we do with a drunken sailor? He can barely stand. She's tired and scared and unprepared for the cold back of his hand. What should we do with a drunken sailor? Get gone by the dawn. Leave his filthy wrath and whiskey breath early in the morning. Hooray and up she'll rise. Hooray and up she'll rise. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Hooray and up she'll rise. Hooray and up she'll rise. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Ooh, up she'll rise. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Ooh, up she'll rise. Shave his belly and up she'll rise. Away and up she'll rise. Away, away, away. Away and up she'll rise. Away and up she'll rise.
Canna and the title track from our featured album today, Up. Definite feminist aesthetic coming into some of their music. We'll hear another couple of tracks before the end of the program today from that album. Next, we'll hear from Doc Watson and his father-in-law. Gaither Carlton established quite a reputation as a musician well before Doc Watson came on the scene. When Doc Watson married Gaither Carlton's daughter, Rosa Lee, they started playing a lot more music together and, in fact, made some recordings. This is an eponymous record, Doc Watson and Gaither Carlton. It's on the excellent Smithsonian Folkways label. It's an old recording, so bear that in mind, but they're pretty good. This is Double File. Thank you.
to our boats when she flies. But I never caught her cuckoo till the 4th day of July.
Scottish cowboy, that's Sam Shackleton from Edinburgh, with the cuckoo bird. He sings cowboy songs. And why not? Before that, Double File, some good picking from Doc Watson and his father-in-law, Gaither Carlton. We'll stay in Scotland. We heard from Sam Shackleton being a cowboy. Well, this definitely is not cowboy material. This is a chap by the name of Callum Stewart, who plays Eland pipes and wooden flute. He was born in the north of Scotland and he plays a lot of traditional material, including this one. This is called The Snipe. Nice to hear traditional Scottish music played on Irish pipes. The Eland pipes played there by Callum Stewart from a lovely album called True North. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales. We'll take a couple of tracks now from the Far Flung Collective. This group is made up of Alex Roberts from Dorset, Anna Wendy Stevenson playing fiddle, and Simon Bradley playing viola. I think they live in the Western Isles of Scotland at the moment. First of all, a song, Spencer the Rover. Alex Roberts will sing it. You may be able to discern his Dorset accent. Then a track called The Black Cormorant. This is the Far Flung Collective.
Well, this tune was composed by Spencer the Rover. No valiant man has ever left home, but he'd been much accused, which caused great confusion, and that was the reason he started to roam. Yorkshire near Rotherham, he'd been on the ramble. Weary of travelling, he sat down to rest. By the foot of your mountain lies a clear crystal fountain. Bread and cold water himself did refresh. With night fast approaching, to the woods he resorted. Woodvine and ivy his bed for to make, and he dreamt about sighing, lamenting and crying. Go home to your family and rambling for sake. Was the 5th day of November, I have reason to remember. First he arrived home to his family and friends, and they did stand so astounded, surprised and dumbfounded, to see such a stranger once more in their sight. Children come around him with the brittle prattling story, the brittle prattling stories to drive care away. And he's as happy as those who have thousands of riches. Contented he remain and not ramble away. This tune was composed by Spencer the Rover. No valiant man has ever left home, but he'd been much accused, which caused great confusion, and that was the reason he started to roam.
Thank you.
Far-flung collective with the Black Cormorant, not to be confused with the Black Freighter, that would be Bertolt Brecht. And before the Cormorant, we heard Spencer the Rover, a song that's been recorded many times. The Black Cormorant featuring cormorants in the background there, I suspect. Let's stay avian. We'll go on to another one from the featured album. This is Magpie. This song, Magpie, sounds like it should be a traditional song, but it was actually written in the 1960s by an English folky by the name of David Dodds. And I looked online and found out a little bit about it, which I'll share with you. It uses an old nursery counting rhyme, one for sorrow, two for joy, that sort of thing. In England, the magpie was seen as a fairly dodgy customer. If you saw two of them, that was good, but if you only saw one, that was bad. Superstition sprang up, giving you several options to deal with the solo magpie. You could flap your arms, imitating a bird, and playing the part of the second magpie. Or you could spit on the ground in front of you. Finally, as we'll hear in this song, you could shake your fist and shout, "Devil, devil, I defy thee." Now, the story goes that David Dodds, who wrote the song, was giving an old lady a lift in his fairly new Jag car. Every time she saw a magpie, she spat on the floor of his Jag. So I don't know how impressed he was, but anyway, he wrote a song that seems to have passed into the tradition, more or less. So here's Canna from Cornwall, and the song Magpie.
One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl and four's for a boy. Five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told. Oh, the magpie brings us tidings of news both fair and foul. She's more cunning than the raven, more wise than any owl. For she brings us news of the harvest of the barley, wheat and corn. And she knows when we'll go to our graves and how we shall be born. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl and four's for a boy. Five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told. Devil, I defy. Devil, devil, I defy. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Well, she brings us joy when from the right and grief when from the left. Of all the news that's in the air, we know to trust her best. For she sees us at our labour, and she mocks us at our work, and she steals the eggs from out of the nest, and she can mock the hawk. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl and four's for a boy. Five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told. Devil, I defy. Devil, devil, I defy. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Well, the priest, he says we're wicked for to worship the devil's bird. Ah, but we respect thee always and we disregard his word. For we know they rest uneasy as we slumber in the night, and we'll always leave out a little bit of meat for the bird that's black and white. Devil, devil, I defy. Devil, devil, I defy. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, defy. Devil, devil, I defy. Devil, devil, I defy thee.
Poor old magpie got a bad rap, didn't it? It's from the featured album by the group Canna from Cornwall. And we're off to Dublin for the next one. This is the group Lancome and the story of Sergeant William Bailey.
Sergeant William Bailey was a man of high renown. Of gallant young recruits, he used to scour the town. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. His face was fallen swarthy, of medals he had 40, and ribbons on his chest, red, white, and blue. It is he what looked a hero as he made the people stare, oh, as he stood on Dunphy's corner. Tooraloo. Sergeant William Bailey on Dunphy's corner stands. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. Enticing Dublin young lads for to die in foreign lands. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. For to improve their station, he shouts in high elation to come and fight for king and country. But for all the noise he's making, that bait they aren't taken from Sergeant William Bailey Tyrrell. Now alas for human greatness, every
imagine British Army recruiting sergeants ever being all that popular in Dublin. Definitely Sergeant William Bailey was not all that popular. That's Lancum from their album Between the Earth and Sky. I'll play the final track in the program from the featured album now. This is Across the Western Ocean, and like a few of the other tracks we've heard from Canna, this is drawing elements from other earlier songs, and you'll get the idea, I'm sure. Canna, seven-piece female singing group from Cornwall, Across the Western Ocean.
Oh, the times are hard and the wages low. Amelia, where are you bound for? The Rocky Mountains are my home.
Across the Western Ocean, beware these packet ships, I say. Amelia, where you bound for? They'll steal your stores and clothes away. Across the Western Ocean. Amelia, where you bound for? Amelia, where you bound for? They'll steal your stores and clothes away. Across the Western Ocean. A land of promise there you'll see. Amelia, where you bound for? I'm bound across the Western Sea. Across the Western Ocean. We're bound away from friends and home. Amelia, where you bound for? We're bound away to seek for gold. Across the Western Ocean. Amelia, where you bound for? Amelia, where you bound for? They'll steal your stores and clothes away. Across the Western Ocean. Amelia, where you bound for? Amelia, where you bound for? They'll steal your stores and clothes away. Across the Western Ocean.
Thank you.
set of lively tunes, the Sabbath Prawn, the Ness or Sund, Pottinger's Reel and the Raybone Reel. Wonderful medley from the group Fiddler's Bid and their excellent album called Hamnatang. Scottish fiddle music at its finest. And before that, the very neat and tidy sound of Canna, a featured album today called Up. We heard Across the Western Ocean. And that's the final track we'll hear from Canna today. We may revisit them in future programs. Do you remember the TV show Dad's Army about the Home Guard in England during the Second World War? Here's a song from a fellow from Northampton named Lou Bear, a song called The Rothersthorpe Bullet. And it's a story about the Home Guard of Rothersthorpe from that northern English part of the world. He hasn't the best voice, I must confess, but the story's quite fun. Get your head around or your ears around his accent, his dialect, particularly how he pronounces Nazis. I missed it the first time.
Back in 1942, they formed the Rothersthorpe Home Guard. Didn't think the Nazis would ever get that far. So they gave every man in Rothersthorpe a gun. But as for bullets, well, they had only one. Hey, yeah! Didn't think the Nazis would travel across the land. They might send a submarine straight up the canal. So they always kept a guard posted on the lock. But there never was a swastika on the dock. Every man he had a gun, but the trigger he can't pull it. Who would ever dare to fire the only Rothersthorpe bullet? Hey! Kept a guard on both day and night. That lonely bullet gave the Nazis quite a fright. Although they attacked in London and the coast, they failed to take on Rothersthorpe's deadly host. Every man he had a gun, but the trigger he can't pull it. Who would ever dare to fire the only Rothersthorpe bullet? Hey! Then one day movement was spotted on a hill. Joe grabbed his rifle, his blood began to chill. Their defenses had been tunneled past. Joe set his sights, ready to fire at last. Every man he had a gun, but the trigger he can't pull it. Who would ever dare to fire the only Rothersthorpe bullet? Hey! Never dreamed of Nazis in the ground. As Joe took aim, his heart began to pound. Should he fire? Should he trap it? He pulled the trigger and he killed a Nazi rabbit. Hey! Joe took the rabbit down to the local pub. He planned to sell it to pay off his sub. The buyer took his prize and cycled off for home. Fell drunk in a ditch, so Joe reclaimed his own. Every man he had a chance, but only Joe did grab it. Now only Joe can eat a Nazi Rothersthorpe rabbit. Hey!
Lou Bear from Northamptonshire, and the story of the Rothersthorpe Bullet and the Rothersthorpe Nazi Rabbit from an album called Rose of the Shires. Just in case you were missing the Home Guard references, they kept repeating that little riff from the theme music to Dad's Army. Here's Marley's Ghost and the story of Job.
Well, I'm on my way.
Yes, I'm on my way.
Walking to the kingdom.
Walking to the kingdom land.
I'm on my way.
Yes,
and
I'm
walking.
On my way.
Walking to the kingdom.
Walking to the kingdom land.
And if you don't go,
and if you don't go
on that journey, on that journey, on, I'm on my way.
Lord, Lord,
I'm on my way.
Lord.
Now Job, he was the richest of men that lived in the land of Nod.
Good Lord.
He was the only man for miles around that kept the commandments of God.
Good Lord.
Now the devil, he got jealous of Job, and he came to God one day.
Good Lord.
He said, move your hand from around the man, he'll curse you to your face. Ain't nothing you can do,
there ain't nothing you can
that
do.
Will turn him around.
That will turn him around.
Nothing you can do,
there ain't nothing you can
that
do.
Will turn him, that will turn him round, because it done signed up, because
he done signed
done
up,
made up his mind,
made up his mind.
He's on his way,
Lord, Lord of mine.
He's on his way,
Lord.
Now the devil laid his fingers on Job, and Job felt downright weak.
A good Lord.
Then the devil made affliction show his souls from his head to his feet.
A good Lord.
Well, old Job's friends began to beat with him. It was a number from a 1 to 5.
A good Lord.
They said, oh, you're sick and you won't get well, you better curse your God and die. He said, I'm on my way.
Yes, I'm on my way.
Walking to the kingdom land. I'm on my way.
Yes, I'm walking.
Walking to the kingdom.
Walking to the kingdom land.
And if you don't go,
and if you don't go
on that journey,
on that journey,
I'm on my way.
Lord, Lord,
I'm on my way.
Lord.
Now Job's wife come a-truckin' to him with the devil right in her eye.
A good Lord.
She said, oh, you're sick and you won't get well, you better curse your God and die.
A good Lord.
Well, Job, he looked right straight at the woman, then he looked up in the sky.
A good Lord.
He said, woman, you sound like a foolish one. Well, you sure don't sound like a wife. There ain't nothing you can do,
there ain't nothing you can
that
do.
Will turn me around.
That will turn me around.
There ain't nothing you can do,
there ain't nothing you can
that
do.
Will turn me,
that will turn me around.
Because it don't sound.
Cause I done signed up,
made up my mind,
made up my mind.
I'm on my way,
Lord, Lord,
I'm on my way,
Lord.
Now Job's servant come a-truckin' to him. He said, Job, I've got something to say.
A good Lord.
He said, the fire came down from heaven last night and it carried your cattle away.
A good Lord.
Well, Job, he looked right straight at the man. He said, I don't have anything to say. Cause it's the Lord God in heaven, what giveth,
and the Lord God taketh away.
I'm on my way,
and yes, I'm walking away.
Walking to the kingdom,
I'm walking
land.
To the kingdom land.
I'm on my way,
and yes, I'm walking away.
Walking to the kingdom,
walking to the kingdom land.
And if you don't go,
and if you don't go
on that journey,
on that journey,
I'm on my way,
Lord, Lord,
I'm on my way,
Lord.
With voices that good, singing harmony, why not sing gospel? That's Marley's Ghost and the story of Job. Here's a fine old American tune called Rocky Mountain Goat. If you want to use the entire fingerboard of your fiddle, have a listen to this. Thank you.
whisper our dear Lord. Burn, burn, Judas, burn slow. Bright, bright, bright for our dear Lord's sake. Burn slow, Judas. Judas was a red-headed man. There was one for Judas and it stood all alone. By the marish and it smoked away, smoked all night and it smoked all day. Judas, Judas, 'twas a proper green smother for all to see. But the fire burned sweet for our Lord on the tree. Burn, burn, Judas, burn slow. Bright, bright, bright for our dear Lord's sake. Burn slow for Judas. A red-headed man.
We heard Alan Jabbour and Ken Perlman playing Rocky Mountain Goat, and then a traditional English Easter carol. It's called the Bonfire Carol, sometimes called Judas Was a Red-Headed Man. And that's June Tabor and Oyster Band giving us that with fervour. Perhaps traditionally it doesn't always include electric bass and drum kit, but anyway, there we go. Oyster Band with June Tabor singing. Judas Was a Red-Headed Man. I'm going to finish the program now with a bit of a quiz for you, and there's no prizes, and I'm not even going to give you the answers. This is a wonderful finger-picking guitarist named Guy Van Duser. A long time ago, he released an album called Fingerstyle Guitar Solos, which included a whole bunch of very clever medleys and tunes and lots of good stuff that you've heard on the program for 40 years plus. Well, one of the tracks on that album is themes from old TV westerns. That doesn't sound very promising, does it? But let's see how many of these you recognise. We'll say goodbye with this. I hope you've enjoyed the program today, and I hope you'll come back soon and we can share some more music. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.